It is a beautiful Monday morning.
That's not a good start, is it, Jordan?
No.
Let's say it like this.
Try and apply that theory to any other industry in the world.
It's a scam.
I was betting like 70, 80K.
This is the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast, helping you beat the bookmakers. G'day everyone, welcome along to episode 77 of the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast, a live betting preview, as you all know, of this week's European football action. Today, we'll be going through games in the FA Cup, just one game in the FA Cup. We'll go through a couple games in Italy, and then finally, we'll go through one in Spain. And joining me, as always, the man's back in the hot seat, George Gamble. How are you, mate?
Yeah, keeping well, mate. Keeping well. Obviously, lockdown still persists in the UK, but apart from that, doing as good as can be expected, really.
Yeah, no, it's good to have you back, mate. Bit of chat last week about, you know, if there's something going on between you and Nigel, if, you know, you guys haven't been on one for since before Christmas. It's probably been a month now since you guys have seen each other face to face. I'm just, you know, anything going on there, mate?
No, I just think, you know, two massive personalities. You can't always get them on one podcast, can you? No, me and the big man are fine. It's just, I think, our rotors, so to speak, or our schedules haven't quite aligned. But I'm sure they will again soon, and you'll see us both back on it.
Yeah, one day, mate, one day. Last time you were on, mate, we talked a bit of FA Cup, just like we will today, and you got the Man United halftime full-time. Correct. So well done for that, mate. That takes your best of the weekend to 11 out of 15 record. So I think that means you're just traveling under 80%, if my maths is right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
As we keep saying as well, though, it's a huge pool of data to like trawl through, isn't it? Out of 15 bets, you know. So I'm not going to get too excited, but we're on a good run. So yeah, I'm hoping, as I say every week, and it seems to be working. So I'll say it again. It's more of a superstition thing that hopefully we can keep that run continuing.
Yeah, terrific, mate. All right, well, let's get into it. Quiz question of the week: name the side who has won six FA Cups or more that is currently not in the EPL. This is a tough one. I didn't even send you the rundown for this week, mate. So I'm really hiding these quiz questions from you at the moment. But this is tough. This is really tough. I came up with this one myself, actually, so I'm quite proud of it.
That is tough. I've got a few teams in mind, but I'm going to have to narrow it down.
I'll repeat that again, and we'll get back to the end of the quiz, but name the side who has won six FA Cups or more that is currently not in the EPL. So very, very excited to see. I've just thought I can't even remember the answer because I don't even write the answers. But I think I can, but I'll have to double check it towards the end. Anyway, let's move on. Manchester United versus Liverpool. The second week in a row, we have to talk about these two horrendous sides. They meet again in the FA Cup fourth round. I'll just get the odds up on the screen for everyone. Liverpool, best odds you can get around that 2.62-ish kind of mark. Man United, 2.6. I mean, they're pretty much the same odds here. And then the draw, you can get 3.8 on a few places. But, yeah, 3.775, something like that. So, yeah, these teams played each other on Sunday, 0-0, as we all know. But this is a completely different match. You would expect both teams to rotate here. But let's just say, George, I think this is an interesting question. Let's say they both come out with completely different sides. They both feel basically their second string teams. Who do you think has the stronger second team?
I don't like, as a City fan, I hate United. And on this occasion, I'd always want whoever's playing United to win, but it's difficult. But looking at it, in terms of what you've just asked, I think I'd go with Liverpool. I think that their players have had the more sort of more minutes in terms of their second string team. I think they've got a deeper squad, in my opinion. United in terms of quality as well. It's a lottery though, isn't it? Because both of these teams are notorious for kind of mixing things up in the cups, particularly Liverpool, who always seem to want to focus on the league. But
yeah,
you could argue now that United are finally, for the first time in a long time, you know, all right, it's very early days, but nevertheless, they're well within the mix at the moment for the race for the title. And, you know, is that going to take over focus? Like, no, we need to kind of focus on that. We don't want any key injuries to key players. So I'd say personally, the onus is on Liverpool. I think if they're to mix things up, I think Liverpool have the stronger team. But notoriously, the games between these two, yeah, they're massive. You know, everything, there's so much put on this game just because of the rivalry, the history between the two sides. And more often than not, it flatters to deceive. I was just looking, for example, the most recent four games. I think the max, there's only been two goals scored at most in any of those games. And in fact, the last four combined, there's only been four goals. So, you know, part of me is thinking if they do mix it up, obviously with a lot of players trying to impress, coming in from the fringes, they're going to want to do well, make a name for themselves just to try and get into that first team. There's so many different, you know, angles to be looking at. There's so many different variables looking at it. It's one of those ones, I think we said similarly when I was last on the podcast, it's one of those ones you kind of want to wait for team lineups just to kind of see what happens and hope you can get on there. Because you just don't know who's going to put, what teams are going to be put out. You just, there's no way of telling. And I think that is reflected in the odds. You know, it's obviously, this one's at Old Trafford, so it's slightly different. But without knowing who's likely to play, I couldn't tell you. I honestly could not tell you. I was just looking at some injury news as well, just to see if there are any other sort of key absentees with aside and, or any new key absentees. And obviously, Lindelof and Maguire have been sort of the mainstays for United in that back line. And it's a 50-50 at the moment as to whether Lindelof's even available after picking up, I think he got a back injury. So who do they bring in then? Like I said, basically it all comes down to team selection. So I'll be keeping an eye on it, I think, sort of an hour before when teams are announced, and looking at how the sort of prices fluctuate. But for me at the moment, the onus would be, and I'd be leaning towards Liverpool. And I'm trying to keep bias out of it because I obviously hate United, very much dislike Liverpool. So if they could both lose, it'd be ideal for me. But I'd be looking towards Liverpool, I think.
Yeah, well, they're playing right now, which is quite interesting, against Burnley. So they've got, I would assume, I get very mixed up with the time zones. I assume it's going to be a three-day backup for them. So You would think the team they field today, and considering their past and not really caring about the FA Cup, they're most likely going to field a completely different side. And if I had to guess, you would think the same with United. They played yesterday, so maybe... They played
24 hours ago. There's only 24 hours difference between the two last games, so...
Yeah, and against Watford, they fielded a completely different side in the third round there. So, and they only really, I didn't watch the game, obviously, but a 1-0 victory doesn't sound all too convincing. So, I like what you're thinking, but it's just, I don't know, there's almost no point in really talking about this until 1 hour before the game, is there?
Well, the thing is, like I said, you can come at it from so many different angles because, you know, I'm sat, it shows you as well how often you can change your mind, in that I'm sat here right now saying, yeah, both teams could mix it up. It could be completely different, you know, bring a few fringe players in. But then you've also got to remember, it's Liverpool against Manchester United. There is a massive rivalry there. Neither of these sides is going to want to lose to the other. So Do they go for strength simply because of the nature and the stature of this fixture? So, like I said, there is so many ways you can come at it. But I, if I was to have another play on this and having a look as well, I'm not sure if you kind of get the odds there, but I would be looking at, in fact, yeah, we just had a comment there. Like, you know, the most common trend at the moment, in particular in the previous four meetings, is the unders. So they spend more under 2.5, under 3.5, looks like. But it all comes down to that team selection. So for me, I like the look of the unders and I potentially like the look of the price on Liverpool. But I'd need to see the team lineups first, because obviously the last thing you want is Liverpool putting kids in and then United going full strength. So that would be the key thing to do for me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the line is 2.5 goals. You can get 2.05 for under 2.5 goals. So that could potentially be a play. But yeah, send through what you guys think in the comments, whether you think what kind of sides you think they'll pull up, especially from Manchester United and Liverpool fans, because they obviously know like how important this fixture is and what sides each respective manager might come up with. So, yeah, send through your comments and let us know what you think. But,
I'm surprised to see that they favour the overs as opposed to the unders on this one. Very surprised at that, considering, like I said, you know, recent history between these two. it often flatters to deceive. Even when they played with the full-strength sides, there were, you know, chances were few and far between. Liverpool dominated possession, but United probably had the better chances. So it's more of a midfield battle, really. And, you know, yeah, so I'm very surprised that I think that's the wrong way around, if you ask me.
Okay. And then, yeah, so the odds, as we went through before, they're very much even. So, yeah, it could, if you're there sitting there an hour before kickoff on Sunday evening at 5 o'clock UK time, I'm assuming it's UK time. Yeah, get your fingers out, get your clicks on, and we'll I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Just get ready for a bit of just watch the team news and see what you can find and find something interesting and back yourself and get on the right side of the value. Mate, we'll move on to some of your picks very shortly. You've got three big bets this weekend, in two in Italy and one in Spain. But first, mate, as we all know, it's very important that heading into the weekend, it's Friday morning for me here, so I've basically already done my business, mate. I'm already ready for the weekend. It's very important that your family jewels are ready for the weekend. And the reason I'm talking about this is because the TradeMate Sports Betting Podcast and YouTube channel is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, offering precision-engineered tools for your...
jewels.
we didn't even practice that, mate. It's incredible.
No, we didn't. I'm a poet. And I didn't even know it.
I just thought I'd throw it out there, see if the man's listening, and he's, don't worry, he's listening. He wants a bit of Manscaped in his life. and the good news for you, mate, is they've just launched in the UK, but they're all around the world, Australia, Europe, everywhere, North America. And, mate, is there anything you wanted to share about a time that you've been down there doing the business and it just hasn't worked out for you? Or?
Well, I went through it, I'm sure every lad can relate to, you know, thought, oh, I need to start doing that. I need to get some better clippers. Went to a supermarket, got some random ones, didn't work. Lots of painful nicks that were slightly very concerning. I did try the original one, the Manscaped 2.0, and even that was the best one that I've used because they've got obviously skin safe technology. But don't get any of those nicks. Don't cut yourself. It just leaves you a nice, smooth cut. Leaves you looking like, not quite like a Ken doll, but you get the gist. And
pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close, fairly close, just a bit extra. But no, it was brilliant. No nicks whatsoever. Really nice job. Obviously, now the Manscaped 3.0 is out, so you definitely want to try that because the 2.0 was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, they've just released the 3.0. And yeah, as I've said, I've tried it many times now, and it's improved a lot of things for me. The missus is very happy, and all the TradeMate staff are incredibly happy. Marius is telling me he's never been so active, and I'm very happy for the man.
I was just about to say, because the way you sort of linked that, obviously the girlfriend's very happy, everyone at TradeMate Sports is happy. I was about to ask, what goes on in the lunch hour at TradeMate Sports hours? Just parading Alex through after we've used it.
Look, mate, I'm all by myself over here in Australia, but I cannot speak for what happens in Norway, in Oslo. That's something I cannot speak for currently. But yeah, mate, I'm loving the LED light. Illuminates everything down there. You get to see everything. More precise trimming. It's tremendous. But mainly, if you are looking to, you listen to me right now and you're thinking, geez, I want to experience what the TradeMate sports team are experiencing, you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TradeMate20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping. Head over to manscaped.com and use the code TradeMate20. And as we say, mate, do you know the slogan?
Do I know the slogan?
Yeah.
With code TradeMate20?
No, the Manscaped.
The Manscaped. I don't know the Manscaped slogan. I'll have to learn. Tell what, you teach me now and I will never forget it.
Your balls will thank you.
There we are. I'll never forget that.
Your balls will thank you. All right, let's get down to business now. Not saying that we weren't down to business before. Let's kick it off, mate. You've got something here for me. Roma versus, I'm probably botching the pronunciation, Spezia.
Oh, almost. Spezia.
Spezia, all right. Spezia. Fire away.
I'm looking forward to this one simply for the fact that Spezia have kind of become, you know, last year it was Bologna who were the absolute card machines in Serie A, and Spezia have kind of taken over in that regard. Really, it's them and Lazio that are leading the way in terms of cards. There's a card between them in terms of top and who's second. But Spezia have seen quite a lot of cards. They've seen 56 overall, with 26 of them being away from home, and they're averaging just under three yellow cards per game. They've seen the second most red cards in the league as well. I was looking at the kind of fouls list as well in terms of, you know, averages per game. They average the second highest number of fouls per game when playing at home. That's roughly 16.3 per game. But then they come up against the Roma side, who, again, you know, they're not shy of a card or two. You know, they're fairly high on the charts. They've seen 24 at home in just 9 games, averaging 2.7 cards per game at home themselves. Kind of looking at the record, so I was looking at how Roma have fared against other sides who are in the bottom half of the table this season. In the 5 home games they've played against lower half opposition, they've seen 3 or more in 4 of those 5. So, you know, they're not afraid to get, you know, a foot in against the lower side. They don't just dominate, they put some nasty tackles in themselves. And in those games, those exact games, the opposition's also seen 2+ in 4 out of those 5. But yeah, obviously, I already mentioned the averages. With Spezia, they've had 2+ in their, like, well, 3 out of 3 away games against teams in the top half of the table as well. But the referee is Luca Pairetto, and he's averaging around 4.4 cards per game, and that's in 5 appearances, and he's awarded 22 yellows. And he's already, in his, you know, career, he's overseen the most recent games, so 1 Spezia game and 1 Roma game. And in those here, awarded 4 for Spezia and 3 for Roma. So these are 2 teams that do absolutely love a challenge. And again, just kind of looking at home, you know, Roma are there. When they put the home record, Spezia and Roma are both top of the fouls per game list. So Roma in second, who also commit 16 fouls per game on average too. So I think we're going to see a fairly high number of cards here. And one of the bets that I was actually looking at, let's get it up here. So there's 2 I really do quite like the look of, and that's firstly for Roma to see 3 or more cards. So it's over 2.5 on Bet365, and that is at odds of 6-5. So obviously in decimal, you're looking at 2.2, that is. So yeah, I do quite like that one. I just need to get the odds back up on here again, because one of the other bets that I was looking at was for both teams to see two or more cards, but there also to be a card in the first half. I think that's a pretty solid bet, and that's at 4-5, which is 1.8, and I think that's very solid. So either team to see a card in the first half and both teams to see 2 or more, so I think we'll see a very high number here, just for the nature of the 2 teams. So yeah, for the first game in Italy, Serie A, Roma versus Spezia, I'm going to have a play on both teams to see 2 or more cards and there to be a card in the first half, as well as a little bit of a smaller play, just sheer because of the price, on Roma to see over 2.5 cards, because, you know, that bet's landed in 4 out of their 5 home games against the other teams they faced, or who are in the lower half at the moment. So I think that's a good bet. So those would be my 2 for that game there.
Tremendous, mate. I was trying to find on Odds Checker some kind of card market, and the best they can give me here is just total cards, which they've set the line at 5.5, and it's only Bet365 offering odds. So unfortunately, I can't get much on my screen for you guys, so you'll just have to listen to the beautiful voice of George Gamble. But the dulcet tones. All right, mate. Well, we'll go to the other game in Italy then. Benevento versus Torino.
Yep. So again, similar with these two, they're both in the lower half of the table. Benevento have been doing quite well this season, actually. They're around mid-table, which is, you know, it's a very good start for them. But looking at the cards markets again, they're fourth in the disciplinary table at the moment. They've had 48 cards in the 18 games, and at home they've seen 21 of those. So they're averaging roughly 2.3 cards per game, predominantly seeing more in the second half usually. And then Torino away from home, again, kind of not too dissimilar record, really. You know, they see on average 2.2 cards away from home. They've seen 20 yellows in their 9 games. was looking at this one as well. So you've got João Comelli, who's Piero João Comelli, who's the referee, and he averages 4.7 cards per game too. The reason I like this one is, you know, there's not too much separating them in the table. Obviously, Benevento are going to continue that start, but Torino have been slightly disappointing, so they're going to want to get this win under their belts. Looking at the records again, so similar to last time, was looking at Benevento's record against teams from the lower half. You know, they've seen 2+ in 2 out of 3 of those games, and likewise, the opposition in those games saw 2+ in 2 out of 3. And it's basically a fairly similar record with Torino. They've seen 2+ away from home in 2 out of their 3 games against teams in the lower half. But their opposition, every opposition they've played in those games has seen at least 2+ cards. But just because of the nature of this game, again, it's a very similar bet to one of the Roman ones. I do like this bet in some of these Serie A games, just sheerly because of the number of tackles that do go in. It really is phenomenal at times. Just how I love watching games where they're tight in Italy, because they just seem to fly on each other. Defense in Italy is obviously paramount, and they take it to another level. So some of the challenges that go in are absolutely brutal. For someone who likes cards, that's the sort of game that I want to see. For this one, I was sheerly looking at very simple, just both teams to see 2 or more cards, and that's odds of 5 to 6. And I was quite surprised to see that. I thought it'd be a little bit lower. But the only thing I can take into account for that is, although, you know, Benevento don't commit too many fouls, looking here, kind of away from home, at home. But that's in Serie A. You know, if this was in England, if this team was in England, they'd be top. You know, so there's a lot of obviously dirty sides in Serie A. You know, Torino commit a fair number of fouls. They commit 15.2 fouls per game on average when playing away from home. So I still think the challenges will fly in here simply because of the nature of where each other is in the league, given the motivations of both sides as well, and the referee that is in charge. You know, obviously awards a fair amount of cards per game. A nice simple one there with Benevento and Torino, both teams to see 2 or more cards. And that's 5 to 6 on Bet365. So obviously the decimal, that'd be around 1.83.
I was just going to say, mate, I did that off the top of my head. I'm getting good at this.
You are, mate. I've
heard so many fractions come out of your mouth now, mate, that I'm just, boom, 1.833. All right. Terrific, mate. That's 2 down, 1 to go. Spain, yep. We're getting through this quickly, mate. Lovely way to finish. Bilbao versus Getafe.
Well, I think I've said so many times in this podcast about I love Getafe for cards. I absolutely love them. I often think they're playing the wrong sport at times. So some of the challenges they put in are obscene, but it's great. I was looking at this one. You know, Bilbao aren't shy of their games at home, seeing a high number of cards. In fact, they've seen 2 or more in 4 out of 5 home games against teams in the top half, so at roughly, you know, 80%. And in those games, the opposition's seen 2+ in 3 out of 5. So, yeah, Bilbao are averaging 2.4 cards per game at home, yellow cards, that is. But then when you get onto Getafe, you know, I think they're one of, if not the best team in Europe for cards in terms of consistently picking them up each game. You know, they've seen 2+ in all 5 of their away games against teams in the bottom half. But in those games, the opposition's also seen 2 cards. So there's always cards whenever Getafe come into town and play football. And they're averaging a massive 3.6 yellow cards per game away from home. Maybe slightly inflated considering some of that, you know, sometimes in their games they'll only see 2 and then other times they'll see 6 or 7. It's just ridiculous. And the referees are Cordero Vega. He's averaging 4.33 yellow cards per game this season. And in his career, he's overseen, I think it's 3 Getafe games. And in that time, he's shown them 12 yellow cards. That's an average of 4 yellow cards per game. And again, I was looking at, you know, fouls list. Away from home, Getafe, by some distance, commit the most fouls per game with a 17.1. Which is just ridiculous how many fouls they commit playing away from home. It's honestly, mate, it is absolutely obscene. You know, Athletic Bilbao win a fair amount of free kicks on average at home as well. So, yeah, one of the kind of bets that I was looking at, in fact, where was it? Let me just get it up now so I can have a look for you. So the trouble is with Getafe games, the bookies are kind of cottoning on to the fact that, you know, they do commit a lot of fouls. For a start, you know, the line here is over 5.5, and that's 8 to 11. Do you know what the decimal is on that?
Oh, geez, you're really testing me. I'm going to go with 1.77.
Oh, you were so close as well. I may as well give it to you. It's 1.73. So, yeah, very, very close. But, yeah, as I said, you know, bookies are cottoning on to the fact that Getafe are just absolute, they're just dirty. So for them to pick up, they're filth, utter filth. So to pick up three or more cards is only 8-13, which is, 1.6, which is, it's insane. It really is insane. But they do tend to pick up the majority of those cards in the second half. So like I said, they're averaging 3.6 cards per game away from home. But 2.6 of that is in the second half. So what I was kind of looking at potentially doing, I'm just trying to find it out here, actually, because it's won for me quite a few times this season. Let's just have a look through here.
Hey, which bookmaker are you looking at, mate?
So I'm looking on Bet365. Okay. So what I really liked, like I said, this bet's won for me a number of times. As I've already said, the opposition and in terms of when they play away against teams in the bottom half, they've seen 2+ in 5 out of 5 and the opponent's seen 2+ in 5 out of 5. So given the averages there, with Getafe, they do tend to kind of tot a number of fouls up in the first half and then you usually get punished in the second. So the one that I really like the look of here was Getafe to pick up 2 or more cards in the second half and just 2 or more cards for Athletic Bilbao in the match. And you can get a really nice price for that of 23-20. So obviously it's a decimal, that's 2.15. And so it's odds against, but I really do like that one. It's won for me a number of times this season. That's my pick for Athletic Bilbao Getafe, and that is on Monday night, so it's one to look forward to.
Was that a bet builder?
That is a bet builder, yeah. You have to build that one yourself. They didn't offer specific markets on that, but Bet365, it's nice and simple. Obviously, you've got the bet builder things there. It's very easy to kind of navigate as well. So, yeah, like I said, I've just gone with over 1 card in the second half for Getafe. So you need 2 cards for that part to win. And over 1 card in the match for Athletic Bilbao. Again, Bilbao need to pick up 2 or more cards for that part to win as well. And that's 23-20, which is a decimal, is 2.15.
Jeez, mate. You've given out a lot today, mate. I'm not gonna lie. It's been one of your better ones, You've been spending your time nicely in your nan's bedroom, mate. So
she's been dead for about 12 years, so it can't
work. Sorry, mate. That's one of the things you shouldn't bring up probably, but
I've not changed the room. She was a big City fan, as you can see.
All right. So you've given out quite a few, as I said, mate. Best out of all of them, the one that you're really liking this weekend. Best of the weekend.
Ooh, I'm gonna go with. Do you know what? I'm gonna go with Getafe to see two cards in the second half and Bilbao to see 2 cards overall in a game. Like I said, that's on Monday night, so it'll be all weekend itching to see if I can make it, 12 out of 16 on bets of the weekend. But yeah, that's the one that I'm going to be going with.
Well, if it's a bet builder, mate, and one of them gets up or, both of them get up, then we can go to 13 out of 17 just to really make that record look good, if you like.
It's all part of the same bet, though. So you need obviously both legs to come in for it to win.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's two bets.
Am I just confused? Am I get? It's two bets. No, it's not. I'll do this by the book, mate.
Yeah, I know. You're right, mate. But I'm just trying to help you out, mate. You don't need much help, but
Yeah, but if it goes wrong, if I got on the blower to Bet365 and say, to be fair, one line of that came in, so they're like, no, mate, you lost. Like the bet lost. Come on, got to go by the book.
All right. Also, mate, you can find George Gamble at C George Gamble and check out some of his write-ups for We Love Betting. Always picking out some winners there too, mate. Finish off, name the side who has won 6 FA Cups or more that is currently not in the EPL.
So I've got, there's 3 teams that I had in mind. One was Sheffield Wednesday, the other was Bolton, and the other's Blackburn.
Oh, I'll tell you, mate, one of those is correct. Yeah, I'm just double checked. There's actually a really random side called, have you heard of a team called the Wanderers? Wanderers Football Club is an English football club based in Upper Norwood, London. The original club was an amateur one founded as Forest Football Club in 1859, but then they changed their name to Wanderers. They have won 5 FA Cups, apparently, but I think they're all in the 1800s. Anyway, but they're the second best team not in the EPL for most FA Cups. Just an interesting one for everyone out there, as they all want to know that. But I'm looking for number one, mate. The best non-EPL side, or the most FA Cups for a non-EPL side.
Right, well, you told me one of them's right, so I just got to use process of elimination. So Bolton Wanderers were good for a period of time, but I'm not sure they've been a mainstay throughout the league, even way back when. So my age is against me here, but so I'm ruling Bolton Wanderers out.
Okay.
Ruling them out. I know Sheffield Wednesday had a period where they were class, but I feel like Blackburn would have had a longer period of being better. Like, that sounds horrifically like uninformed, but.
Well, it's a tough question, mate. And if you get this one, I'm already impressed about your, you know, football knowledge, but mate, I will be seriously impressed if you can get this one.
Blackburn, I think, had a better period than Sheffield Wednesday. So it's going to be Sheffield Wednesday. I know it, but I'm going to go Blackburn.
It's incredible, mate. You're incredible.
Oh, no. What? Nah. That's
you're a special outrageous. Man. You're a special man.
Hang on.
How on earth? They've won 6 FA Cups. I think they're ranked, well, they're tied 6 with a couple of teams, but they're in the top 10.
Hang on.
He doesn't even trust me, mate. I'm telling you, you got it right, mate, and you're doubting me.
Oh, that'd be why. I was that excited, I broke my headphones. That's outrageous. How have I got that?
Oh, mate, it's special. It's very, very special.
You know what it is? You shouldn't have told me that I've got one of them was right.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought, well, it's going to be one of these. Which one's it most likely to be out of those three?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have gone Blackburn otherwise, but I'll take it.
I would take that, mate. That's a significant victory. So well done, mate. Terrific stuff. For those who haven't already, go and check out our UFC preview too. That was released yesterday. So we've already had half of it come out anyway because of the UFC Fight Island yesterday. We got 2 out of 3 with Ryan, so good start. But there's still, I think, 3 more big bets coming this weekend. Obviously Conor McGregor Poirier is a big one, so go and check out that one. But other than that, I haven't got much else to say. Go and if you want to put some of these value betting principles into light, just go and start a free week trial with TradeMate Sports. But George, mate, thanks once again for coming on, and see you next Thursday night again.
Thank you kindly. It's been a pleasure as per.
All right, mate. Have a good one.
Take it steady.